So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody coming up. I have a little bit more now on the Mark Kelly thing. This from Pete Hegseth. Secretary of War tweeted out, the video made by the Seditious Six was despicable, reckless, and false. Encouraging our warriors to ignore the orders of their commanders undermines every aspect of good order and discipline. Their foolish greed sows doubt and confusion, which only puts our warriors in danger. Now, here's the money part. Five of the six individuals in that video do not fall under the Department of War jurisdiction. One is CIA, or two really are, and four are former military but not retired, so they are no longer subject to UCMJ. However, Mark Kelly is still subject to UCMJ, and he knows that. As was announced, the department is reviewing his statements and actions, which were addressed directly to all troops while explicitly using his rank and service affiliation, lending the appearance of authority to his words. Kelly's conduct brings discredit upon the armed forces and will be addressed appropriately. And then also on Twitter trending is the statute that applies to this and the Department of Defense for some reason. It's Department of War now. All of them are trending on Twitter as we speak. So what do you do with the others? That's an open question, not sure. But the others are kidding themselves, including Houlihan, if they think they're winning on this. And this is pretty explicit. And Mark Kelly, whether people thought, well, this guy's still active military, we ought to listen to him, whatever. He is. And that adds added weight to it. And he's an astronaut. Scott Perry just mentioned that. So this is not going to go away easily. And I still think Slotkin is the ringleader of this just by her actions, her arrogance. And the others, I'm not sure what penalty if, see, and they're kidding themselves that this raises their, that America's with them. I don't think in the end they are. Now we're heading into Thanksgiving, so, you know, attention might play away from it. But after yesterday's Sunday shows, the Sunday host, by and large, did not allow them to escape. They pointed out, well, where are the illegal orders? They pointed out there's nothing specific here. And Slotkin particularly had to answer with a few good men. hardly anything that represents evidence on this. The polling indicates, though, that Americans don't support military action against Venezuela. On the drug boats, it's much more 50-50, and I think the lead is people do support that. So that does not seem to be where they're going. It seems like out of the blue, one of them hatched this, and they thought, hey, this is a good idea, and people will jump to this and will push back on Trump. And what's happened? Mark Kelly now is in hot water. Who knew? I thought he was out of the military. I didn't think there was any, you know, way they'd be tried by the military. The others cannot, which I thought. Two of them CIA, Houlihan and DeLuzio, other military, but they don't continue any active service. All right. Side question. Billy the Kid, born yesterday in 1859. And I often make the point that the last Republican mayor of Philadelphia was born while Billy the Kid was still alive for 3 years. And I think Billy the Kid was killed. He had to be early 20s.
He was 21.
21.
Yeah, we had our fact checker here.
Yeah, okay. All right, there you go.
You know another thing about Billy?
Yes.
It's not his real name.
Okay.
It's Henry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, and he took how to get Billy.
I have no idea.
It was an alias he took on after he went on the run.
That makes sense.
Okay. So he died around, 1880-ish, okay, with Pat Garrett. So that means the last Republican mayor was born around 1877 or so. Think about that. When you think about it. Now, I think the guy was fairly old when he was in office here the last days, but still, that tells you how long was the last Republican mayor. Will we ever see another one again? And I doubt it. It's crazy, but there are certain cities. I think Atlanta might have more years over us. A couple of them do. But the Billy the Kid thing always intrigues me. How could Billy the Kid be alive when this guy who was mayor of Philadelphia, last Republican, was born? It seems like ancient history. We're looking for somebody with the or of attached to their name. Also, need some more military people. Your sense. And again, I can't answer. And I take Scott Perry's point. We don't want to overshoot this with President Trump going after that. We want to zone in on a way to punish them, hold them accountable. The poor person who's in the military and gets all crazed over this, they might get charged with sedition. That's what would come out of it. I don't think the six here are going to be charged with. But Kelly certainly is going to face a court-martial, I would bet. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of stance he starts to take. Could he be the guy that was willing to do this and put it on the line? I'm still, based on the interviews, I'm still going with Slotkin as really going down Broadway with this. But here, closer to home, doesn't this underline, again, what's going on in the Philadelphia suburbs? I know I told you the other day there will be a Republican running against Houlihan. But it seems like we haven't had a close race in the suburbs with Scanlon and the Dean of Decency. And I think there's going to be a pretty close race with Brian Fitzpatrick this time. We haven't seen that in years. Indicative of Houlihan fits right in with horsey country, mushroom country, her stance, her radicalism on this. What you have to do are say things and lecture people on civility and decency while also doing whatever the hell you want as far as attacking Trump. Then suddenly that goes away. But I mean, for Houlihan to jump into this, something is up with her. A couple weeks ago, remember, she went after Mike Johnson when he was holding a press conference. You know, not just standing there talking, and she went, it was a press conference. I think she's running against Fetterman. I think they think they're going to easily defeat Fetterman. I don't even know if Fetterman's going to run again, to be honest. That's not our concern. But I think she's one of the people eyeing it to run statewide. And I told you over the weekend, Mikey Sherrill now says, well, why should we pay federal taxes? I'm considering as governor withholding the federal tax money that we collect. Because Trump is not doing the right things with the money. He's not spending the money that Congress put in. And I have to mention this. I'm not going to bypass it just because it's difficult. We saw the end of Doge over the weekend. Officially, Doge was taken off the books. No more Doging, no more Doge Group. Now, how did that happen? Remember, I've been on the Jersey people. They came on, these two assembly people, Jersey Doge. And I said, yeah, give us, you know, look at the corruption. Look at the nonsense. DoorDash, hundreds of thousands of dollars were paid for the Rutgers football team. Just through DoorDash. Why? I mean, it was enormous, the amount of money. So why is it Doge goes away? I mean to say there's still not tremendous amount of corruption and federal money misspent. That was the hottest idea, and it dies with a whimper just because Musk isn't involved.
Yep.
I just think, though, somebody day to day, not with his celebrity doing it, would be more effective. We thought that in the beginning. But there's tremendous amount of stuff. Here's an example. This is the cut, YouTube, too. This is cut 18. Here's a self-described 38-year-old able-bodied man who lost his SNAP, lost his food stamp benefits. He admits that in this interview, and he just calls it blank. Here's how it sounded.
Some bullshit. Nelson Scott is on the verge of losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. He is 38, not disabled, doesn't have any kids, doesn't go to school, and doesn't have a job. Those are just some of the reasons he is no longer eligible for SNAP benefits.
How much did SNAP help you?
It helped me a lot. You got to get $292 a month.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture crackdown is led by President Trump, who signed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law in July. The government shutdown stalled the November 1st deadline for implementation. However, these changes are still coming up.
We help.
Signe Anderson is a senior director of nutrition advocacy with the Tennessee Justice Center.
Because of rules like this, we can see individuals that are going to be forced to skip meals.
She points out senior citizens and children between the age of 15 and 18 will be most impacted. Rick Williams is a conservative political analyst.
A 15 or 16-year-old can take care of their self at home while you go work. There's no reason you can't be working. There are plenty of jobs out there.
Scott tells me, as a convicted felon, getting a job isn't easy.
I will get one if y'all give me one. Y'all be felony friendly and hire us.
All right, so is that going to be the reason du jour he can't get a job because he's a convicted felon? That makes it harder, without a doubt. But again, the SNAP thing is moving forward. Just an example of Doge of a sort. And again, I just think you got to note that it should continue, despite Elon Musk not being there and all. It makes you believe that this was all just driven by that. And the real work in Jersey, too. I mean, you have Republicans in the assembly. They ought to be doing it on their own. If they can't stop the program, they ought to be publicized in an organized way. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm looking forward, really looking forward to the Scott Jennings night out. That's a great capture right there.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, the guy just grows. I don't know if he'll be in one piece by then, Joe. How many shows this guy can do?
I am just looking so forward to meeting him and maybe asking him that one question if it comes up. But anyway, Dom, I'd like to pick your brain a little bit about your take on the Mondami Trump summit.
Yes.
What are the chances that, and as far as I know, we don't know what went on behind closed doors. Trump could have been Trump behind those doors and said, you know, pal, we're going to go out in front of the public in about an hour, 45 minutes, and I could blow you away, or you could choose to look like you're working with me. Because I made that mistake back in the 2020 debate where I couldn't, we had a debate party over at a friend's house and we could not wait for Trump to be Trump. And he blew it that night. He jumped the gun and he was too much of Trump. So my consideration with what happened last week was Trump throwing the press a curveball when they were looking for something that never happened. They were looking for him to be a creep. They were looking for him to be an ogre, and he didn't give them what they wanted.
Well, wait a minute, Joe. There's all the difference in the world between that, though, and taking this guy on a little bit. And the guest that we had on, we talked about how he could do it, and Trout knows how to be entertaining in doing that. Come on, I'm a builder. You're really going to do this stuff? That would have been effective. He's not grilling the guy, but he's using his experience in building New York, throwing the ball back to him, getting him on record. I think that's a missed opportunity.
Dom, I think he left the fight for another day. I think he showed some patience that were totally uncharacteristic of him. You know, he got Mondami to say, you know, we got to build an economic unit here. That's not socialism. Trump could throw that back in his face and say, you know, you wanted to build the economy of New York, and you blew it, pal. It wasn't a one-shot deal.
Okay, I would tell you, we already got him on record, Joe. You know, this guy needs to be taken on. That's my method here. And again, Trump could be patient in doing that. We've seen his ability to do it. I just think letting socialism go, he platformed the guy. The guy got too much. I get it that Trump admires how he campaigned. He is effective in that. I get that. But a little bit more there, I think, would have been. I think Trump is thinking, I'm going to, you know, get into the affordability thing here. We'll look like we're together. Okay, I'll give him some grace on that, but that's not what I would have done.
But I don't think you could do the affordability angle and without calling Mondani a liar down the road.
Okay. You think we're going to see an eruption? The guest that we had on said what? The honeymoon, the romance, the honeymoon, and then the divorce. Yeah.
Well, I just keep thinking the press is like still scratching their head saying, what the hell happened there? And we want it more.
I hear you. But look, he knows how to do it. There's a way to do it, though, Joe, without, you know, I agree that the press jumps on you. You didn't give him a chance. All right. Who's your side today?
My side is probably the it's hard to explain, but it's probably one of the biggest, most strategic trading locations in the world. It's in Southeast Asia. I know that, and I'm almost sure it's between India and Bangladesh. Very, very strategic, and it's the largest body of non-ocean water in the world, and it's the Bay of Bengal. I try to encompass the and of.
You got both of them. The Bay of Bengal. Okay, that's fine. It's not a person, but okay, we'll put it in. By the way, you can have a fictional character. If you want all this coming off Billy the Kid, I'm still amazed. I got to go back and take a look at the bio of that guy who was the last Republican mayor. When you say it was this date in history, people's eyes glaze. They don't get it. When you go, yeah, well, Billy the Kid, he could have met him. He was alive for 3 years. He was here in Philadelphia. Billy, he could have killed him. Yeah. And you know that Billy the Kid died at only 21. And it's 1880. So this guy's alive like 1878, 1879, 1880, and he becomes a Republican mayor of Philadelphia. Oh, my God. This is a tough town. When will the next Republican be? Not going to happen. That would be a sign of the apocalypse. I'm saying, all right, let's get ready. Make your final confession. Get all everything in order. We have a Republican mayor in Philadelphia. Even a Republican in name only. It just will not. They won't do it, no matter what. I don't know who could run on the other side that would be that abysmal, but they're not going to vote for him. Okay, it is time, though, right now, for...
It's Dom's Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
And just in time for Christmas, we have a pair of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas concert featuring the Eric Minto Quartet on December 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. All right, Henry, what's your pleasure today?
Yeah, Dom. So on the side question, we were asking for someone with the or of in the name, and that's exactly where I'm going to take you today.
Okay.
John Entwistle, bass guitarist for The Who, had been out drinking with The Rolling Stones bass guitarist Bill Wyman. They're naming funny animal names and came up with Boris the Spider, in which Entwistle wrote the song Boris the Spider in 6 minutes. So I'm going to play you Boris the Spider, but guess what? It's not by The Who. No, I'm playing a cover version here today. I want to know the language in which Boris the Spider is being covered in here. Okay. One note about this country, their flag flies red, white, and blue just like ours. Hmm. So
okay.
I'm going to play this clue for you. I want to know the language. Creepy language, creepy song, Dom. Want to know.
All right.
Want to know
it
this
is
language.
With that, and you got quite a treat at Charlie Brown Christmas. They do a great job at the Zlock. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. Let's hear today's clue.
We want the language, Dom.
All right, let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Susan, what's the language here?
It must be French.
Yeah, I thought it was French myself. I thought there might be a little spin out of there. All right, Susan's on hold. Susan's off to the Charlie Brown Christmas. Anything more on that?
No, I thought the whispering might trip some people up, but apparently not.
No, we have a lot of people French. That are, yeah, they hear the le. And mm-hmm. I think that's something that sets it off. Okay, couple of things. So we have this guy running for president is it Gallego? He's a former Marine, a senator now from Arizona. And he's touring the country. Maybe he thinks he'll be the VP choice. Maybe he thinks he's already running for 2028. So when he got news of... Now, Pete Hegseth's more personally involved with this, with the Pentagon. He's come out on Twitter indicating it's through his direction here, this investigation that they're looking at. And Gallego said, this is blanking insane. We should just point all...
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Point out how F-bomb insane this is. And you know these guys are trying to say they're not acting like fascists. That they're not trying to give us as much power to the president as a king. They should stop acting like it. Mark Kelly is a patriot. There's no reason why they're going after him. He was doing his duty, just reminding people of their rights. How long are you going to try this story? Just out of the blue, just doing my duty. What other videos are you going to put out about something military? Just doing your duty. This just came out of nowhere. Hey, it's just a refresher course. Why do you guys make so much of it? Like we're dopes. Like, we don't know exactly what they were trying to do with this. He goes on to say he's doing his duty. And Secretary Hegg said, all these guys, blank you. You're not going to be able to scare us. We have a right to defend the Constitution. We have a right to tell other service members. They have a right to ignore illegal orders. And you're not going to be able to intimidate us. Kelly also released a statement. He said, when I was 22 years old, I commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy and swore an oath to the Constitution. I upheld that oath through flight school, multiple deployments on the USS Midway, 39 combat missions in Operation Desert Storm, test pilot school, 4 space shuttle flights at NASA, and every day since I've retired, which I did after my wife was shot in the head while serving your constituents. In combat, I had a missile blow up next to my jet. And flew through anti-aircraft fire to drop bombs on enemy targets. At NASA, I launched on a rocket, commanded the space shuttle, was part of the recovery mission. I did all this in the service to this country. Secretary Hegg said tweet is the first I've heard of this. I've also saw the president post saying I should be arrested, hanged, and put to death. Then he goes on to say the same things that he's been saying. Okay, we're going to see how this plays out. But my prediction is they're going to investigate and they're going to say this is worthy of a military tribunal. Now, what will they do around this? Hard to say. I don't see anybody being hanged. I don't see sedition here. We had on Brigadier General and Congressman Scott Perry making the point, though, that this guy could be decommissioned. He could lose his pension. Something like that could happen because he's kept this. He's under military control. I could see that happening, and I think that's what should happen here. Now, as far as Houlihan, the two from the DeLuzio and Crow, and then the two from CIA, I don't know what the arena of punishment would be here. Everybody seems to agree those 5 might be outside any kind of thing with the military. So what do you do with them? Now, just when you thought, as we head into Thanksgiving, this started last Monday. I know I was talking about it. When we got the initial message that was just a reminder to you about not really. So it's been a full week. Just when you think it would calm down heading into Thanksgiving, et cetera, what happens? Well, investigation of Mark Kelly. Now, it just saddens. Robert of Ben Salem, I think, made a good point how his company was helping the Chinese spy satellites and all. So, you know, despite all of his service, there are problems there. But Slotkin, I still believe, is the one that really is pushing the envelope on this. And surprisingly, so is Houlihan. And the broader point with me, with Houlihan particularly here, are you like me? You are sick and tired of this gang, the squad, in the suburbs. They used to have the woman who lost to Ryan McKenzie in Lehigh Valley. The dean, Mary Gay Scanlon, the Houlihan, lecture repeatedly against any Republican, repeatedly civility and all the not moderation. Guy Shiraki is the expert on this, but he's noticed they're still doing that, but their politics have ratcheted up to be a lot more confrontational and progressive. They're no longer just liberal. They're bordering on things like this, and that's how Houlihan got scooped up into it. Now, why would she do it? Not sure which one reached her. I don't think she was the architect. Could it be she's running against Fetterman, or Fetterman vacates, running to be a senator from Pennsylvania? Is Pennsylvania really going to elect a woman caught up in this? I don't think so. Miscalculation. But I bet that's one of the rationales for this. All right, coming up, your calls. We'll hit on the side question. Oh, I see one we should have taken off. Any more military people? So Pete Hegseth involved on Twitter talking about this, why this is going down. You have these others responding nationally. And I want to talk a little bit. Over the weekend, it becomes pretty clear. I don't think she's just running for the Senate. I think AOC is running to be president. And I'll try to tell you in an honest way what the downside is, you can imagine, but what the upside is. Could she possibly be their nominee? And I'll tell you straight up, she could. And you think, well, licking our chops, we'll beat that every time. Maybe she's one of their better nominees in a broader sense of it. Now, I know that's a small field. It's like a high jump of a foot or something, but, you know, 855-839-1210. You can jump on board with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Tom Giordano's show, get in on the side question, we'll declare a winner. And then Friday, only 4 days this week, off on Thanksgiving. And we'll have a winner to send you off to gallows. All right, AOC. Now, we know the parody of her. We know about all that. But she has spent millions to already start organizing. I think she would beat Chuck Schumer. That's not a the polling indicates that. She has now amassed in all of her social media platforms 36.7 million followers. Recent analysis by ABC News also identified her among the Democrats who have been traveling to key battleground states this year. So winning the presidency, maybe not. Winning the nomination, she's in that circle. It includes Newsom, Shapiro, without a doubt. And I saw the other night, it was Killer Mike was on with Bill Maher. And he identified the real contender in his mind is Pritzker of Illinois. And Roe was watching me and said, who is this guy? Then I pointed to him. She went, this guy? Yeah. Pritzker. Let's have Pritzker on the Democrat side. If we can't beat Pritzker, then the country really has changed.
I agree.
Yeah. That's going to
I don't think. Then the messaging's all like, do we hate billionaires? Do we like billionaires?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the messaging here.
Yeah, it's right. And it's not a self-made billionaire is one thing. You know, pretty much a self-made. But this guy just inherited from the father who was the hotel king.
Well, we see people like voting for mommy and daddy's money. I mean, the mayor in Seattle didn't hold a job until she was in her 30s. And then Zoran also comes from a very wealthy background.
In New York and Seattle, you can see it. Now, AOC is not from New York per se, not New York City where she ended up. She's from the suburbs. And, you know, her life was not as hard-pressed as you might make it out to be.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And she can come up with some wild stuff at times, but I think she has a reasonable shot at least to be senator and to be, I think she's going to run for president. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to run for president. Can you imagine the debate there? Oh, my God. All right. One more, though, on the military thing, Henry. This is cut 21. So there's this representative, Auchincloss from New York, who I think comes from a pedigreed background. Listen to whom he thinks the burden of proof is about illegal orders and his whole thing. Who is that on to prove, essentially, he is not doing illegal orders? Here's what he said.
Also on another topic, President Trump continued to attack Democrats overnight over the video that they had put out urging military members to refuse illegal orders. Those Democrats are also facing questions, though, about what illegal orders they are talking about. Some of them are kind of dancing around that question. I want to play for you Senator Alyssa Slotkin on ABC just yesterday.
A warning to say
you couldn't do this, do this.
If they are going there where they did, do you think they should have been more explicit about the contours of what they think is actually illegal?
I think the burden of proof on respecting the integrity of the military does not lie on these patriots and veterans who are serving in Congress. It lies on the President of the United States, who has entertained the idea of using the military to aid and abet the insurrection that he launched in 2020, who has called American cities training grounds for the United States military, who has ordered strikes in the Caribbean that have so rattled our own allies that they have decided to not share intelligence to advance those strikes because they don't believe that they are justified or legal. This president is the one who has to answer to the American public on his violations of posse comitatus, which means that he can't use the military for law enforcement purposes, as he's tried to do in Los Angeles and Chicago and elsewhere. And he has to answer to the American public for why he wants to wage a ground war in Venezuela when the American public has been crystal clear that they are done with military adventurism overseas.
All right, so the burden of proof is on Trump here, is his argument. Now, anybody knows the burden of proof is on the person screaming illegal order here. It's not on Trump to prove that every order given, and he's not even given orders in this situation. Many times it's just military action that some people think is illegal. Does it all come back to ICE? Does it come back to the Venezuela thing? They won't say. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you? Wonderful day outside. I'll tell you that. It's beautiful out here.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Matches the show. Matches the show.
Thank you, Gary.
Say, I'm going to ask if I can change my answer, because as I'm listening and I'm listening to affordability, I listened to Scott Perry, and the guy took the words right out of my mouth that I said a few weeks ago about affordability. Let's stop paying subsidies. And I will say that we already live in a socialist economy or a socialist government, because we're already paying people to stay home. We're paying people to use a phone. We're paying people's insurance. We're paying people to eat. And I know you know how I feel about paying people to eat and what they shouldn't do. But
if you don't
have the government, and I'll say the famous nine words from Ronald Reagan, right? I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. If we didn't have the socialist programs that we have, our 401ks would also take a dip, because all of the things that these large pharmaceuticals, Coca-Cola, they're all getting from federal subsidies, because if somebody's not having to pay the full rent for their share, well, then they can use that money to buy Coca-Cola or vice versa.
All right. So what's your answer then after all that, Gary?
Sorry for the rant. I thought my answer is the Gipper. Let's do one. Take one. Do one for the Gipper. Winthrop with the Gipper.
All right. The Gipper. All right. That's a good one. All right. The beginning of it counts, could be fictional and all that. So we get ready for the lightning round. As I said with AOC, she should be taken seriously versus a few of the others here who have not been out there as publicly. And when you get 36, 37 million followers on social media, like it or not, that's something to take a look at. That's a force. I don't know which Democrat. The poser is always a threat. That's Josh Shapiro. By the way, over the weekend, it's come out even more that he has placed now $1 million of home security around his own personal residence. And look what happened here was ridiculous. But this guy has gotten away with this, spending all this money, and yet he will still not enunciate that the guy did it, because the guy is part of the party that hates Josh Shapiro's religion. It's about Israel. It's about Gaza. It's about all that. That's how he did it. And he won't even get to the bottom of how did the state police allow this guy to get over the fence, get there, and still escape. Either thing, he doesn't care. But he is taking the juice from it in having to talk. And it's true to have your family in that situation. But then to make your home when you leave office incredibly valuable because of all these things he's put in there with no transparency. He's also suing still on this sexual harassment / other things case with his former advisor. And he keeps on talking about getting things done and how he negotiated the shutdown. He didn't do any of that. In the end, he's the guy that you got to watch. But AOC has enough leverage, has enough fundraising, has enough social media to get that fundraising, that I think she'll be a player. And I think that she is going to run. Lightning round. Hit us with the or of. This is the day that Billy the Kid was born. All-timer the. Hit us with one of those. Give it a shot if you've never done it before. Get your name into the hat. But as I said, I thought kind of yesterday after the Sunday shows, this whole thing with Mark Kelly and the gang was going to burn out, wouldn't be talking about it today. And right in the middle of the show, Pete Hegseth now on Twitter, the back and forth, investigating him. What is the investigation going to show? I think it's going to show grounds for a court-martial. Doesn't mean he'll be convicted, but it's a different form of justice. I'm not even sure if it has to be in toto, or is it? I'm going to look that up. If he committed actions here that deserve to take away his commission, pension, or whatever. I don't think we're going to see anybody convicted of sedition, nor should that be the path here. But the others, what is accountability for Houlihan? Calling her out repeatedly, what a fraud she is. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Every day around this time, the lightning round, once and for all, to get us to a winner. Let's go to Zenos here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Don, and you know, happy holidays to you and the whole crew over there. I just want to make a little remark real fast about the military. I have friends that were in the Marine Corps and even some, you know, the church that I go to, and about disobeying orders. You know, if you get one, you know what he said? Good luck with that. He said there's the Army way.
Right.
The right way, the wrong way, the Marine Corps way, the Army way, and the other guy said it's the military way. Good luck with you disobeying orders, he said. Now, for the side question, is I think you know which one it is, but it was already taken, so I have to go with a barbarian. It's Attila the Hun, a dude that came out of Central Asia, you know, and it was attacking Europe just about the time of the Roman Empire. So it's Attila the Hun. You know which one I wanted, but it was already taken.
Thanks, Enos. Well, I think Attila the Hun's a better answer. That guy in history, as you never hear him called, he's a one name, the Hun. They rode on horseback through the night. They apparently didn't sleep at times, yeah. So they made the enemy believe that.
Sean made the good point. It's not just like, you know, he represents that entire group. He is that group.
Yeah,
Hun.
Exactly.
You want to talk about the Huns? He's the Hun.
He's the only one. Yeah, that's the only one that I know of. Drew in Upper Darby. Hiya, Drew. What's yours today?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Hey, happy holidays, you and all the crew. Thanks. Hey,
thank you.
Dinos is right, man. That Attila the Hun, he was a bad dude, man. So, hey, Tom, this is outside the box a little bit, but this piece of land is so geographically strategic. It's used for insurance companies' aims. I'm going to say the Rock of Gibraltar.
Excellent answer. Yep, that's true. That's the meme, the face of it when you want to go there. Yes. Bill in Bucks. All right, Bill, what do you have today?
Well, I just have one thing I wanted to mention. When I was in the Army as a sergeant in the infantry, we never had an unlawful order, ever. So
yeah, it's rare. Bill, there is no doubt.
I never. Yeah. I spent 6 years in there, and I never saw an unlawful order. Ever.
No, and what they're asking for is almost to have the Supreme Court there on a battlefield with the drug boat going away and determining is that legal or not.
Right. Yeah, well, I think that Kelly did the wrong thing. And he may have to, I don't know whether he'll go for the full court-martial or take an Article 15. I have no idea.
What's an Article 15, Bill?
Oh, an Article 15 is a non-judicial misconduct.
Okay.
It's misconduct, and you can get loss of pay, you can get reduction of rank, and some other, you know, responsibilities.
I would be fine if that's what happens to him. That's what I think he deserves.
Yeah, I would think of Article 15, which is misconduct, rather than treason. I mean, that's kind of a far-fetched, really. So,
what's your side? Yeah.
He can accept it. Oh, okay. My side is the person who solved the unsolvable problem, according to Greek legend, Alexander the Great with the Gordian knot.
All right. Bill in Monco's got a good one. This guy jumps off the pages of history. Who's yours, Bill?
Yeah. Hey, Dom. One thing, Lieutenant General Mark Hertling gave the defense for what Mark Kelly is going to use, that officers take a different oath than the enlisted, where the enlisted really do obey, say they're going to obey the president, and the officers are more arbiters of the Constitution. So we already know what Mark Kelly is going to say. But on my side answer, William the Conqueror.
But just let me finish with that. That's fine for him to do that, but he's instructing these. That makes it even more that he has more power here and he's instructing the lower ranks to be doing this.
Right. Basically, Hertling was saying that officers are really the arbiters of what's constitutional, you know, like down to the lieutenant level, which is really ridiculous, but that's a story he's going to stick to it, I'm sure. But anyway, William the Conqueror.
Yep. Great one. Let's go to Joe of Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Joe, how about yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. my nomenclature regards Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Well put. In that lyrical style of yours, Joe. Pull that out. All right, we're going to make a decision here because I want to remind people one more time about Scott Jennings. So, Sean, who did you like today? Which one popped for you that captured this?
Attila the Hun was a neat one.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it reminded me of Billy Joel's first band.
Okay. Henry, how about you?
I'll second Attila the Hun, and I'll throw in Eric the Red and the Bay of Bengal.
Oh, you like the Bay of Bengal. It was clever how Joe put the and of in there. Mm-hmm. That really was doing the extra. I got to go with Attila the Hun, though.
All right.
In history, that's one of the first the's that ever jumped out at me, and he represents who were the other Huns. Doesn't matter. Just one guy. All right. We'll put that into the hat, and on Friday, we'll have a winner. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'm thinking all-time toy tomorrow because the Toy Hall of Fame has 16 possible people to go into the, did you know there's a Toy Hall of Fame? And some are not in there. It's kind of like the Sports Halls of Fame. We'll give you that tomorrow. I think they have about 100 in there so far. But don't forget Scott Jennings. You heard Joe, the last event we were there at the Colonial over in Phoenixville. It's a great spot. December 9th. You want to be there. You want to meet Scott Jennings, do the meet and greets, get the book, come backstage before. We do a whole hour with him there. Before we go on, and he is the guy. He is the hottest pundit out there. I think he's actually helping CNN to sort of stabilize itself. Well, not totally. Even Scott can't work miracles. Get your tickets, though. A lot about Trump, the book, and a lot about Elon Musk, the guy that's inside all that with us, and just great gentleman and a great guy to talk with. I love it every time we get him on. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. Get those tickets now. Try to meet and greet. Never done it before. If you've come to events, it is a blast backstage. 1210WPHT.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Richie always next with 4 big hours today to take you home. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. It is Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.